The following is a press conference with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on August 17, 1976, in Hyderabad, India.
The Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, the first beginning of the teachings of Bhagavad Gita, otherwise it will be disturbed. Well, Arjuna accepted Krishna as the spiritual master. Shishasriham sadhimang prapannam. First of all, he was talking like friends. When he saw the friendly talking will not help us, so Arjuna accepted Krishna as a spiritual master. Then, as spiritual master, he said, Asachyan anusuta sang pragnava dhangsa bhas. My dear Arjuna, you are lamenting on the subject matter which is not the subject matter of lamentation. And you are talking like a very learned man. Agatasum, agatasum, so nanusuta in the pandit. This body, either alive or dead, it is not a serious subject matter of study, neither a learned man laments over it. This is the subject matter of Bhagavad Gita or spiritual knowledge. Those who are not human beings, according to Vedic Shastra, anyone who has no self-realization, he is animal. Dasyatma buddhi kunapi tithatase. If one is identified with this body, I am this body, which is made of three elements, copper, pitta, vayu. Dasyatma buddhi kunapi tithatase. Tithatase, this combination of tithatase. Saiva gokhar. Is any. So, practically, now in this age especially, everyone is identifying with this body. That is the basic principle of nationalism, communism, or thisism, or thatism, the bodily conception of life. And according to Vedic person, anyone who is identifying with this body, he is animal. So, under the circumstances, Hare Krishna, we are trying to revive the spiritual education of the human society. That is Krishna consciousness movement. What is spirit soul? What is this identification? What is God? What is our relationship with Him? How to work on that plan? Then we become happy. Otherwise, we may make various plans on material basis. It will never be successful, and there is no question of happiness. Because the basic principle is lost. Apustatamātma-tattam griheshi griyamedina. This was spoken by Sukadeva Goswami, the Maharaj Parikshit, that श्रोतव्यादीनि राजेन्द्र दिनान् सन्ति सहस्र. The subject matter of hearing, there are many thousands for persons who has no self-realization. Sotabhyadini rajendra nirangshanti sahasrasa apasthakam atmasattham griyesi griyamedina. Those who are not searching after self-realization, they have got many subject matters for hearing and dealing with. That means material subject matter. We have in the newspaper different subject matters for different public interest. But those who are searching after spiritual realization, apart from Brahma Jigyasa, as it is stated in the Vedanta Sutra, also in Srimad Bhagavatam also, Jivasya Tattva Jigyasa. Human life means Tattva Jigyasa, about inquiry about the Absolute Truth. And that is now stopped. People are not interested. Self-realization, Tattva Jigyasa. So this is an attempt to revive their spiritual consciousness, and it is authorized on the basis of Bhagavad Gita as it is, without misinterpretation, and people are taking it to it. So it is India's culture, and if we receive this knowledge systematically, there are departments, cultural departments. So the things are there. If we cooperate, government and the public, then we can give to the whole world something which is very satisfying. And there is no difficulty. The things are there. Bhagavad Gita, you see. And this is our method. Now, if you have got any questions?
Written from that, do you feel your life has gained ground in India again?
Huh?
And written from that, do you think your movement in India has gained ground or created consciousness?
No, I am not interested in any particular country. This is meant for the whole human society. As you think India or America, who do not think like that? Who take the opportunity wherever it is possible to introduce more and more without that effect?
What is the response in India?
Indian response, you have seen any hell meeting in Calcutta, Bombay, Madras, thousands and thousands of people coming to hear about Bhagavad Gita. Inherently, they're inclined that there is no systematic education. That is difficult. Now, the Janmashtami day is coming. I think every Indian uncle was there. It's the Janmashtami. His idol is there. But we are not being educated systematically about Krishna. They know Krishna. They're inclined to Krishna. The education of Krishna is there. But nobody is interested to give them properly. That is it.
How is the response in the West?
Of course, this, it is a foreign thing for them. But still, they are coming, they're taking it very seriously.
Do you think they are taking to it because it's novel?
Huh? No, there are many novel things go from here. But they are sticking to it. They are now seriously taking to it. They understand that this is a great time. And we are publishing books. We have already published 84 books like that. 84. Of 400 pages. And you will be surprised that throughout the whole world we are selling books about $60,000 a day. That means 6 lakh everything. That is the basic income for our expenditure, 102 centers all over the world.
50% for retaining the book. Do you have any
other
such like donations or something like that for your
money? Very small. Mm-hmm. Mostly, we have got two cases of donation of land and house. Not very large sum of money, you know.
But I thought Henry
Ford
was giving some.
Huh?
I thought the
Ford
family is giving some
big donations. Mm-hmm. He has given us two, three houses. Not donations, but we have purchased two, three houses by the money of Mr. Ford, Alfred Ford, 695.
Remember, the parliament said that the moment is indulging in some anti-Indian activities. What could be
indicating? So you are an intelligent man, you see, what is that anti-Indian? You are spreading Indian culture, and this is anti-Indian. How foolish you are. You see? You are spreading Bhagavad Gita, you see, and it is anti-Indian. Do you think like that?
What if somebody is using this as a correct?
Huh? But if you know, I used to see inside, you see the power only. What can I do? If you are so blind, what can I do?
What has been your contribution to solving the world problem? Every problem can be solved by the Bhagavad Gita.
Well, we think the real problem is they do not know what they are. Jaina Singh Tadehi Komana Jaina Yara. Tathat Jehantara Prati Jeevasakta Namuya. Our modern education, they do not believe that there is spirit soul within the body. And the spirit soul transcends from one body to another. Where is that education? Is there an education? That there is spirit soul within the body. And that spirit soul is transmigrating from one body to another. Is there an education, scientific education, all over the world? But that is the statement in the Bhagavad Gita.
You mean to say that
this
has become part of the
mental
part of the
human? Yeah, that is the most important thing. If you do not know what you are, then you are talking like a nonsense. If you have lost your identity, then what is your education?
Now, the question is
right for the politician. This is not the question of politician and economist. This is general education. Then you must know your identity, what you are. Learn knowledge.
I am living in the system, and the system is terrible.
Then if the system is wrong, then you are living wrongly. You are misled.
Now that means the moment to make an impact on a politician.
No. Politician, of course, It is in the Bhagavad Gita, it is stated, in an Rajan Sayavidhi. This system, this science was understood by the Rajarshi. Kings who are as good as Rishi, Rajarshi, so where is that politician? Politician as good as a Rishi, very illusion. It is meant for Rajarshi, Raja and Rishi. Just like Janak Maharaj, Parikshit Maharaj, Yudhishthira Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj, they are kings. But they are at the same time so great and sentient. They are called Rajarshi. And this is the subject matter for the Rajarshi. Imam Devasthati Yogan Pashyamana Hamabhyam Manutha Kavindravi Vivasthan Anaya Prahu Manutha Kavindravi Evan Parampara Prasam Imai Rajan Thayari. So where is the Rajan? Where is the religion? Where is the Brahma? Where is the Kshatri? Where is the teacher? Now anyone can capture the political power by his heritage. There is another thing. But it is not for the Rajas. In the Rajas, there is a training. The politician, where he stands out of Rishi, there is no such training.
Has there been any official accusation
you have made in any country? No. No.
Your
movement
is taking one
problem.
Do you think that
it will
penetrate into
the country? Yes, I have been in Moscow. I saw many Yanis and professors. We are selling our books there.
You are selling your books
in Moscow? Oh, yes. Everyone, every intelligent man in Czech, we are selling books in Russia. East Germany, East Germany, they are taking all this.
Are there any contacts with the society in
the coming world? We have not tried so far. Anipullina Krishnani Sivana. No, we have gone there. But there are difficulties to start. People are interested. Everybody are people are interested.
What is the
response in the world? Yes, we have got many Syrians. In Iran, we have got Syrians. And there are many Muslims. There are Syrians.
What is the response in Iran? What is the response?
Iran. It's not their hearing, but some of them, they are already converted students. Our head of the institution in Iran is Atro Rishi. His name is Atarmiya.
You have some project in view here, to understand that?
Our project is Bhagavad Gita. We learn Bhagavad Gita. And apply practically in your life.
Where do you use your scriptures?
Yes.
City, any particular city?
Yes, we are trying to establish an institution in Kurukshetra to teach Bhagavad Gita in practical life and inviting students all over the earth. That is our program. We have asked for some land from the government. So if the government gives us the land, we can try that.
What
the same program.
Here also you have some land or something
over
there?
Here?
In Hyderabad. You have some
projects? Yes. Right. Yeah. We are trying to. Yes. Land, what is the land? Mm-hmm. We can't do really it.
It has not yet been confirmed, it is under procedure. So we are trying to develop a big project over there, depending, and
Yeah, our project is Krishna consciousness. So come here, live peacefully, keep your body fit, and work for yourself. You produce your own food, you produce your own class, don't be very much anxious for artificial necessities, and save time, and be advanced in spiritual life. So, it is not exactly religious. You are taking because you misunderstand the meaning of religion. Religion generally understood a kind of cult and faith. But in the basic literature, religion means the character. Just like sugar is a fruit, that is religion. If sugar becomes pungent, that is not sugar's characteristic. Similarly, a human being must be God conscious. So that God consciousness is religion. Because in the human form of life, one can understand what is God. And if he does not become, he remains an animal. Animal cannot understand. So therefore his business is how to athata brahma vidyasa. This is not our manufacturer, this is the Vedanta world. Atha, now you have got this human from your body, based on the transmigration of the soul, after millions and millions of years, bhavanam janmanamantu, you have got this human form of life. Now it is your business to inquire about the absolute truth. This is the business of human life. And ahara nidra bhayamaitam, how to eat, how to sleep, how to enjoy sex life and how to defend, that is animal business. So if you remain busy with these four principles of bodily necessities of life, ahara nidra bhayamaitam, then you remain on the animal platform. Beyond that, when you inquire about God, that is human life. Atata brahma vidya. So you are trying to raise him from this animal life to human life. This is your meaning.
Can you help entire God? Can you help people entire God?
Yes. Because that is religion. Athata brahma vidyam. They are forgetting that. That there is necessity of inquiring about God. To inquire about my relationship with God. What is God? They are neglecting it. Not only here, all over the world. It is becoming more and more acute.
So in relation to your movement, where does Marxism...
It is not my movement, it is the Vedic culture. It is not, don't think, if you say my movement, I am manifestation. Not. This is the Vedic culture.
No, from the standpoint of this culture.
The standpoint is that I am trying to revive the Vedic culture, that's all. That is my business. I am not manifesting anything.
But how do you explain the advance that Marxism has made in the world?
Marxism,
Marxism,
how do you explain the advance that Marxism has made?
Well, there are so many reasons. If you go to criticize and study, so it will take most of our time. Better positively present what you want to do. If you like, then take it. Yes. There are so many reasons. When we become animals, then we manifest so many reasons. Dabhukhātmika buddhi rītuha kurunanyana. Bahushāka anantāsya buddhi abhyāvushāyana. Those who are not fixed, they have got so many reasons. And those who are fixed, they have got one reason. That is Krishna consciousness. Therefore Krishna says, sarva-dharmān parityajya, māṁ ekaṁ saraṇaṁ. He is teaching that.
So is it correct to infer from what you have said that any culture...
It is correct because Krishna said. Krishna is infallible. We are not manufacturing anything. So it is correct because Krishna said. Matta parataram nāna, he is the supreme authority. But we are not faith in Krishna, therefore he manufactures something other than Krishna. That is our nature.
You mean to say that any system that doesn't subscribe to this moment has no future at all?
No. Yes, that is her practice. That is ego, even manifested by imperfect faith. We are the defect. We are ours. We commit mistake. Who is the person who does not commit mistake? Brahm. He accepts this body, which I am not. It is called Pramad. Brahm Pramad. Lipalipsa, without any perfect knowledge, you want to see, that is cheating. Lipalipsa. And Karnapada, or self-hatred, imperfect. So how can you give perfect knowledge? With all this imperfect. Unless you become perfect, you cannot give perfect knowledge. So, any knowledge given by any imperfect person is rejected. Useless, etc. And actually, what is the fact? If you are blind, you cannot see. He says, here is the elephant, the big amba, pillar, by touching his head. But the elephant is less like a pillar. That is our speculation. There is a Kupamandukna. A frog in the well is trying to study Atlantic. Kupamandukna. So what do you know? You know about the Atlantic Ocean? He's living within 3 feet of land, water. Kupamandukna. This kind of knowledge has no value, especially.
That is your intuition.
You have got born intuitiveness, vijnati. That is especially manifested in human form of life. So, for vijnati, it is recommended, tasmat gurum prapadvita vijnati, so uttamam. You have to go to the proper person. So, that you are not doing. Tasmat gurum prabhaje, tad vijnana asankha gurum eva vijate. These are the Vedic injunctions. Vijnati is our natural instinct. That is go. He has no knowledge. That is difficult. You are misled. But the knowledge is there. Already, the Vedic knowledge is there. There are so many Vedas, Upanishads, Vedanta Sutra, Bhagavad Gita, Ramayana, Mahabharata, Puranas. But there is no systematic study of this history. We are neglecting.
Swamiji, another doubt. In the Mahamantra that you publicize, Hare Krishna, it is Krishna that is emphasized.
Krishna is the origin of everything. If you study Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Aham Adi Hidirana, Aham Sarvasya Padam, Matta Sarvam Prabhattati, Matta Parataram Nanya, Tinti Sakti Dhananya. Krishna is the Supreme. If you accept it, that is the supreme name of God, Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Rama. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama is the table. Kaluna, Sivana, 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 Kaluna. This is the basic invention. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said, Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtana. In the Bhagavad it is said, Chitkanadu or Krishnasya, Mukta Sangha Parang Bhaja. These three sadhya, it is not a manifesto sadhya. It is based on sadhya. Chitkanadu or Krishnasya, Mukta Sangha Parang Bhaja. Kalau Dosa Nijayirana, Akshi Dheka Mahalu. These three sadhya,